intro to go. No rush. You got the intro.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Things suck.
Woo! All right. Welcome to the first edition of the Saints Happy Hour live post-game show. I'm Ralph Marlborough. Kevin Held is with me. I am pretty lit. And Held, I'm going to start the show like this. The Astros, Houston Astros, my baseball team that I love and root for, they were down 3-0 going into the ninth inning. They had a 2% chance of a win probability. And they ended up winning 5-3 because they took every goddamn swing that they had. And the New Orleans Saints today, they were down 24-19, had a 4th-and-6 inside their own 10, and they punted. And you could say, well, the probability. No. The best chance the Saints have to win is number 9 throwing the ball. And they could have tried on 4th-and-6 to get a completion and get a first down and win the game. Instead, they punted and they lost 31-19, which they would have done anyway if Breeze had thrown an incompletion on 4th-and-6. It didn't lose them the game because they got outclassed kind of all day long. But that decision by Sean Payton was wrong. And that's where I'm starting from. Your thoughts on that?
I can talk.
You know, I mean, where's the coach that onside kicked in the Super Bowl? I want that Sean Payton. I don't want Grandpa. I wear Rick Perry glasses that I got from the presidential campaign failure consignment store. And his nipples show with his shirt that he wears on the sideline, my wife says. I don't want that Sean Payton. I want balls to the wall, aggressive Sean Payton held. Hello? Are you there, Held?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's what I want. I want aggressive balls to the wall, Payton.
I mean, on the plus side, Zach Hocker, 4-for-4.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was a lot to like about today's game. I mean, look, the thing is with the Saints' defense is if you want them to be good right now, and you don't drink while you watch NFL football, you're not gonna enjoy this team until maybe mid-November. Because this defense, Kevin, they had kids all over the place. They had Swan playing. They had the rookie linebackers. They had Bro. I mean, they had kids all over the place. And look, if you want to knock them because Bro had 4 penalties, okay. Yeah, he had 4 penalties. He also had a fumble recovery, and he had a pass breakup that got the Saints the ball back. They were down 24-19 with 2.5 minutes to go. They could have won the football game. That's what you're going to get with this defense. They're just playing a shit ton of kids. And I don't know, like, what you want from them.
I don't know. I mean, the defensive front just seemingly got no pressure.
They got a little bit better. They didn't sack the go ahead.
I'm just saying, and it just seemed like Carson Palmer had a lot of time in the pocket, and then even when they did move him out of the pocket, Carson Palmer, a man whose knee got obliterated, and that was how many years ago? How many years ago did his knee get obliterated, and he still managed to outrun the defense? I mean, this guy was able to escape the pocket and move around. You want sacks? No sacks?
No sacks. The more concerning thing than that, because quite frankly, I expected that. I mean, this pass rush, it's terrible. I mean, we saw it in the preseason. It was bad last year. I mean, it doesn't have the belt whipper. It is what it is.
I tell you what, word of advice to Cam Jordan. Less I can have any bitch I want, more I can have any quarterback I want. Okay?
Amen.
Okay?
You know,
pick up the quarterbacks like they're small children and throw them to the ground. That's what you need to do.
The thing that was concerning too, Held, is that I thought their run defense wouldn't be awful. When Arizona averages 5.5 a carry, you're awful. And that's one thing, like, I didn't see coming with this defense. And I got to say, if Arizona can jam the ball down your gullet, that's bad. That is bad. And I know it's at home, and I know Arizona might be good, but that is bad. That is bad on, like, about 900 different levels.
And the running game for the Saints was not good.
No. The screen game was good. They went to it a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
We got a bunch of calls, actually. This is how we identify your phone number if you're new to the show. We identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. 6026, what's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, Ralph? It's Mike, man. How you doing?
Mike, what is up, my buddy Mike? Mike, what you got for us?
Look, just real quick. I think I caught Kevin ranting about this at the end of it, when I first dialed in. But the biggest thing to me was not even as bad as, I guess, the defensive backs played or whatnot. It just was Carson Palmer sitting back there having a steak dinner most of the day. And I think I heard Kevin say something about.
What did you think was going to happen, though? Like, what made you think they were going to have a pass rush? Like, what did
it's
what
not,
did you
it's not that. It's not that.
It's not that. Made you think it's going to happen?
Well, no. Here's the problem. The dude is broke down, got a half a knee, and he's freaking, you know, able to be elusive. That's my biggest thing.
They couldn't sack anybody in the preseason. Like, what made you think that it was going to be different today? Like, so what? Carson Palmer's 100 years old. He's got horrible knees. And, like...
Ralph, I still think that's my most concerning thing, because then I'm thinking to myself, well, what you going to do when you actually have a quarterback who actually is a little bit more nimble and, you know, really can, you know, move around the pocket? This guy's a freaking 100-year-old statue.
They're going to get roasted.
Anyway.
When they play a team with a good offensive line on the road with a decent quarterback, they're going to get destroyed. Like when they go to Philly, when they go to Indy, they're going to get destroyed. That's your answer.
They're going to get it handed to them, dude. It's pathetic, man. That was bad. I ain't even mad. I'm just like, oh, okay.
I mean, but Mike, before we get to other callers, I mean, did you see anything today that made you change your mind when you woke up this morning and thought, I think the Saints are going to be this? And now I watch the game, and my opinion's totally changed. Like, my opinion's not changed at all, really. I mean, it went exactly like I thought it was going to go, which is rare for me. In my Channel 4 column, I said, they're going to struggle, they're going to suck on third down, and they're going to lose a pretty close game. And it went kind of exactly like I thought. Like, my opinion's not changed. I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
No, I expected not to have a great pass rush. But, again, I'm going to go back. I heard Kevin say it when I first dialed in. You got a guy back there who's a statue, and he's, like, elusive. There was a few plays he made towards the beginning where I'm like, come on. This dude is freaking old. He's broke down, and he's getting out of the pot. I mean, come on. That was the part that got me. You're right. There was nothing else that got me.
Then 8.5 seconds to throw. That was pretty bad. But on a scale of before I let you go, do you feel better or worse or the same as when you woke up this morning?
Probably slightly worse.
Slightly worse. All right, Mike. Thank
slightly
you a bunch
worse.
For calling in. I appreciate it.
No
I
problem, Ralph. Y'all keep it up. All right, bro. Later.
All right. All right, Kevin.
I just looked up. Carson Palmer, he's 35. He's a year younger than Drew Brees.
He looked young. He looks spry. Kevin, my son is scheduled to be born on December 10th. Is Rob Ryan still going to be the defensive coordinator when my son is born?
No.
Oh, Lord. That's bad.
No, I was expecting, well, maybe not expecting, but the question, I just remember going in a back and forth on Twitter prior to the game. This was like last week or something. Some people on Twitter were like, if the Saints go 1-3 or 0-4, is Rob Ryan still the defensive coordinator? And I said no. So I can definitely let me pull up the schedule here for the Saints. For the love of God. Okay. Host the Buccaneers. They're god-awful.
The Buccaneers. Oh, my God. The Buccaneers.
Yeah, thank God. They're a shit show. That'll be a win.
They have got to beat Tampa Bay next week. There's no other way. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, Tampa Bay just punched in the dick by Tennessee, 42-14. There's no other way to put it. I mean, Mariota had more – at one point, he had more touchdown passes than incompletions, and Mettenberger got to play for Tennessee because he was playing in mop-up time. So they got –
Hey,
they got
to get those minutes. Get those minutes, kid. And so after the Buccaneers game, then you got the Panthers on the road. That's probably a loss. Then you got the Cowboys in primetime on Sunday night. I mean, Saints in primetime, but – fuck, man. That's Cowboys.
Carolina.
You know, that could probably be a loss, too. And then you're in Philly. Then you're in Philly. I mean, this team could very well start the season 1-4.
Yeah. This
is a 1-4 situation this team is looking at. And that is
good. They got to get two of the next three. But anyway, next caller, 0274. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, hello. What's up? Now I got Dueling Helds going to be talking. You need to apologize to me, Brian. You were like, oh, the defensive line, these young kids are going to be good. You'll see. Blah, 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 blah. No. No.
Actually, what I said was they'll be okay by the end of the year.
Weren't okay today, but the secondary did look good.
No, they weren't. Now, honest to God, big picture, to set the record straight, I'm the obnoxiously optimistic one on Twitter half the time because I'm just playing devil's advocate, but actually feeling better about this team in the long run for the season after this game than I did before this game. Not because of the result. The end of the game sucked, and the offensive line was not nearly as good as I was hoping it was going to be.
Well,
the play calling was
Arizona.
Shit on offense.
Arizona.
The next
got
time
a
they
good
run,
team.
No, Arizona, and I said this on Twitter. I said this in multiple articles, and I'll keep saying it. Arizona, up until the point where Carson Palmer got hurt last year, was the best team in the NFL. Arizona, with a healthy Carson Palmer, who's been very good in that system, is a scary good team. They're fast on defense, fast on offense. They do everything well. They don't have a weakness, and they do a few things great. That's a good team.
Yeah, here's the thing, and hell, jump in. Here's the things that I didn't like. I didn't like that offensive line for Arizona is a patchwork semi-disaster, and they shoved the Saints around and got over 100 yards running. They averaged 5.5 yards. Didn't like that at all. That huge concern. What I did like was secondary, bro got a ton of penalties. I don't care. Swan got a penalty. I don't care. They made plays. Anthony made a play. Kikaha rushed really well. They should have had a couple holding penalties. I thought that he should have got
like
called
seven
for him. And that I like. And I can, you know, I know a lot of people on Twitter it drives them nuts. I'm fine with these kids screwing up and getting penalties and whatever. You know what? If you look at the ledger for let's take Delvin Bro. Let's take him. Everybody's going to bag on him because they say, oh, he got four penalties, whatever. You know what I see? I see on the bad ledger, four penalties. You know what I see in the good ledger? I see a fumble recovery and a pass breakup that gave the Saints a chance to win the game.
And one of those penalties was total bullshit. That one in the end zone, that was complete bullshit.
So here's my question to you, Kevin. Where do you, like, how are you feeling now?
About what?
Good, bad, or what's
just
that?
In general? Just in general?
Like, in, well, yeah, just in general. Like, I mean, how's your life going? Are you banging ladies? Are you getting MILFs? What are you, like, how are you feeling?
I mean, before we took Brian, I was just saying that this team is looking at 1-4. So, I mean, here's the thing, like, I don't think I'm sounding nuts about saying this team's looking at 1-4. So,
no,
it's not like I wouldn't say I'm panicking or anything.
If they lose to Carolina with that offense, I'll drink bleach.
Wait, if they do
they
what?
Got it. Well, forget Carolina. Forget you with this team, you cannot project because you have no idea how this defense is going to look week to week. I mean, you've got Bro, Swan, Anthony, Kikaha, Davison, who else am I forgetting? That's five rookies that either start or play a huge amount of minutes. That doesn't even count the backup defensive tackles and ends. You got 5 to 7 rookies that play on this defense a lot of snaps every week. You can't project out 2 weeks. They got to beat Tampa. If they don't beat Tampa and they go 0-2, you're going to have negativity. You're going to have a fan base freaking out. They got to beat Tampa. You can't project anything with this team.
That's driving the bandwagon right into the back of the manure truck from Back to the Future, man.
Yeah. Actually, I got a all question right for Kevin.
Sure.
Yes.
What's worse, watching Cena pull off 50 different two count sit ups in a match, or watching Jameis Winston score a touchdown against the Saints?
Watching Cena do 50 push ups.
No, getting up at two counts.
Cena kicking out at two doesn't bother me. I'm probably more bothered by him flubbing a springboard stunner than anything else.
That thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
So I
would say the Jameis Winston touchdown throws.
I mean, Brian, before we let you go, how did you feel? I know Twitter in general seemed very disgusted with the play calling today. To me, I thought the play calling was okay because that secondary with Arizona is locked down, and the Saints receivers ain't that good. So I didn't have a problem with the play calling that much, but Twitter definitely did. What did you think of the play calling?
And I'll try to keep this one brief, but my issue with the play calling really came on two levels. The only offensive play calling issue I really had with this game was the way they use Cooks. Now, obviously, I'm the Oregon State alum, so I'm...
You're a homer.
A little bit. I'm a homer, and I'm also more familiar with him as a player than probably the majority of Saints fans are, which is why I'm even more pissed about how they use him. If we had Odell Beckham and you're running all those bubble screens, I say go for it. That's his skill set. You running those kinds of plays with Brandon Cooks is asking for a 2-yard gain or a 5-yard loss. It's not his skill set. Unless it's perfectly blocked, like the one we had in preseason, it's not what he does best. Let him run routes. He will roast you on routes. He roasted Patrick Peterson on a couple of routes. He just didn't get the ball because we had to give it to the corpse of Marcus Colston. But the offensive play calling in general, a lot the part in this is, of course, revisionist history in hindsight. Yeah, we called all those screens, but a lot of them weren't designed screens. The screen was the third or the fourth or even the fifth option on some of those plays. And no one got open, and so Breeze went, oh, well, their entire team is 20 yards that way, so here, you take it. and it was effective.
Kevin,
he passed for 350 yards.
Kevin, Brian brought up a good point. Colston, oh boy. It's a hard conversation because he's the best receiver in Saints history. He's the best receiver in Saints history.
Yeah.
But oh boy. He looks just done. He can't separate. He can't get the body control that he had before where that the league, you know, he just I mean I
Well
what do you say, Kevin? I mean
it's a little sad.
It's painful. It's painful to watch, is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's beloved, and he should, you know, look, man shouldn't have to buy a drink in town. Not that he'd ask for a drink, probably, but yeah, it's sad to see, and I really wish that the Saints had the God big number one guy in the wideout zone, like that could, you know, that could be the guy instead of
Colston, just
because, like, I know Brandon Cooks is good, has the potential to always be really good, and I love that fucking throw, that over-the-shoulder throw or over-the-shoulder catch that he had. But, I mean, Brandon Cooks is probably destined to be a top-flight number two guy on a depth chart.
Yeah, agreed.
And the Saints need a number one. They've always needed a number one.
Brian, I got a bunch of calls to get to, but give me your panic rating on a scale of 1 to 10. How panicked are you?
About a five.
If we're 1-4 going into Philly,
it'll be about a nine. 1-4.
But
one
right
and
now,
four.
It's a five. I'm not
one
that
four.
Bad.
1-4, it's a 20. People, go to Saints Nation. Check him out. Check him out on Twitter at Kyrus16. Brian, thanks for calling in, as always, my friend.
Yeah, talk to you guys later.
All right, another caller, 6463. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ralph, it's Dylan. What's up, man?
Dylan, what's up?
Man, what the fuck was that? Man, I'm so pissed off right now. Like, I don't know if I should be upset or angry. I mean, what was that? I mean, I don't know if I should be more mad at the offense or the defense. You know what this felt
Kevin.
Like to me? Wait, what's up?
Go ahead.
No. Keep going.
No, you know what this fucking felt like? This felt like the team when Sean Payton got back. Ever since the second half of 2013, things have not felt the same. You know what? Before that, when Sean Payton was on the sidelines, between that time and the Super Bowl, I thought we'd win every game. But now I doubt them. I doubt them all the time, and I'm really starting to wonder if it's over. I really am. Like,
wow.
The offense just looks so stale, and the defense. It's just, I feel like it's Groundhog Day. Like, ever since the San Francisco game in 2011, we cannot fucking stop anybody when it matters the most. Like, it's so
frustrating. I think that's true. Look, from the Super Bowl in 2009, this 2009 season, up until Vernon Davis ripped our hearts out, there was a sense of invincibility. Now there's not.
That's gone.
My issue with this team is, and Kevin, you can jump into that. I just think good a play caller as Sean Payton is, and he's a really good play caller, and they've fixed the offensive line. But, man, they're skill position people. They suck. I mean, they just do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're receiver. I mean, come on. Brandon Cooks, he's fun. He's a fun, like Kevin just said, he's a fun number two. But come on, Colston and Brandon Coleman and Willie Snead. I mean, come on.
Can I say
let's
something?
Let's be real. Go ahead.
Can I say something? Is it? I mean, look, I really hate to say this. I really do. But I really think it's just a couple of things now, and it's simple, but it's bad. But I just think that Sean Payton's offense has gotten stale, and that defenses know how to defend it. But the problem is letting the talent at skill possessions erode doesn't help the situation anymore, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, I don't think I disagree with that slightly in that, you know, if Brandon Coleman makes that catch on third down that he dropped, you know, and if they don't have that, they had that holding penalty. They had that holding penalty in the middle of the third or maybe the fourth quarter that Streif had that just killed them when they were had
yep.
the momentum and they were moving and it was 14-13. I mean, I don't think it's Sean Payton is that their system doesn't work and Drew Brees isn't great. I just think, man, they used to have players and skill position people that could overcome it, Kevin. And I just think their skill position people, especially at wide receiver, are just kind of, you know?
Say what you're going to say.
Wait, what?
No, say what you were going to say. You sound like you were going to start saying something.
No.
Oh, man.
Dylan, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Dylan.
No problem. It almost seems like when Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham were having that great year in 2011, like that was like Sean Payton's system's heroin, and ever since they've left, they just don't know how to recover from that. Like,
yeah, but I mean that's 4 years ago. I mean you had Jimmy Graham at his peak, you had Sproles at his peak, you had Colston at his peak, you had Henderson, you had Pierre. I mean that team. They had Carl Nix and Jari Evans in their at their peak. I mean that team, that 2011 team was just a freaking offensive juggernaut. I mean, to me, I'm not even asking for that. I'm just saying, give me a Devery Henderson in his prime for this receiving core. Give me 2011 Newsom. This receiving core, I think Willie Snead might be Lance Moore 2.0,
yeah.
But he ain't that yet. You know, he might be that down the line. I really like him, but he ain't that yet. And I just think, man, this offense, when they play good defenses, it's going to be like today. You know, it's going to be like it is today where they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle in the red zone and that sort of thing. But I think when they play bad teams, hopefully like Tampa, I think Dallas's defense isn't going to be that good. I think they're still going to be able to move the ball up and down the field. So, I mean, we'll see, Dylan, but thanks for the call. Kevin, do you want to give the people an update on the landed gentry?
Man, fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable amount of skullduggery going on with the landed gentry. Fucking DeSean Jackson leaves the game, doesn't come back, no points Jackson to speak of. I mean, I put up 108 and change, and that's, I think, I don't know what the hell that is. Let's see. I would beat,
Yeah.
Sadly, 108 is the middle of the pack in this league. Like, again, my team looked good. Team looked good coming in. But, what
I'll tell you.
Nobody cares about fantasy
nobody
football.
Nobody cares. I care. Fantasy football is like your vacation. People just want to know that you had a good time. But
right,
Kevin. I mean, here's the thing. I know people want to jump to conclusions and they want to breathe fire and they want me to be angry and they want to hear the doom train. And I got to say, angry who dat stole my Doom machine. He turned it on. He cranked the knob up to 100, and then he broke the knob off. His season preview was my Doom on steroids. I needed a handkerchief. I was so sad after reading it. But, I mean, I just, like maybe I can't get upset that upset because the Astros are in a pennant race for the first time in 10 years, and they had their probably when they're pouring champagne on each other in 2 weeks, like today is going to be the day where they're like, yeah, when we won in the Angels, we were down 3-0 in the ninth, and we were down to our last strike, and we pulled it out of our ass. Like, so that makes me happy. Everton won, so I'm not that upset. But I just feel, and my wife's like, the Dolphins won. Yeah, she was losing her mind when they were losing to the Redskins earlier. But Kevin, I just like, it kind of, like the game, I mean, it went like I thought it was going to go today. I mean, like, and maybe that makes me not emotional and people want something else, but I feel like if you'd have told me it had been 31-19, but the Saints had a chance to win late, I'd have kind of been like, that's pretty interesting. I'd take, like, you know, like, if I'd have, Kevin, if you'd have woke up this morning and I'd have said,
yeah,
Kevin, I'm going to give you, the Saints are going to be down 24-19. Drew Brees is going to have a 3rd-and-6 late in the game. He's going to have to convert it for the Saints to have a chance to win. Do you want that, or do you want what's behind door number two? What would you have chosen?
I probably would have taken door number one. Would have taken that first option because
I mean,
you know,
it's not
like
I'm not saying it's, like, I'm not saying it's great, and you're discussing it, and you're saying I'd probably take door number one. Like it wasn't a complete and utter shit show that we saw today. And you know, they didn't get their head kicked in 30-7, and you're like, oh my god, the defense is terrible. They have nothing to build on. I mean, you can look at it and you can see that. I guess, Kevin, the interesting thing is, and this is probably going to be the opening of my column for Channel 4 tomorrow, is the Saints are trying to pull off, Kevin, I think, an interesting trick in that they're trying to do basically a complete rebuild, but they still have an elite Hall of Fame quarterback that may have 1 to 3 years left. So It's this weird situation where everything around Drew Brees, they're trying to rebuild it from the ground up, but he's still elite. So it's this weird sort of situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and doesn't this team have like the most rookies?
Yeah,
first year guys.
25 new players. 25. That's insane. That's insane.
That's what it was then. So 25 new players. I mean, you got to wonder if maybe they're just saying, fuck it. We know we got to rebuild and retool, so let's start that now. And then hopefully either some of these guys catch fire, or we know what we got, and then we can keep improving, and Drew will still be
right.
Be in that zone of very good to great, and we can ride that.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they play like they played today, that the turnover battle was 1-1. They had 300 some odd yards or 400 some odd yards of offense. Like it's not,
and the
it's not
wasn't
awful.
Green's fault.
To me, Kevin, the thing is, and I know that – what's that?
I said the turnover wasn't even Breeze's fault.
No, it was – here's the thing. Here's the thing with this team, though. From today – until the last week of the season, kids to play. I don't want Kyle Wilson playing. I don't want Ellerby playing instead of Kikaha or whoever. I want the kids to play. I want Swan out there. And by the way, we knocked Loomis. And look, Kevin will tell you, he is the president of trade the fuck down. in the draft.
I am the president and vice president. I don't even think I needed a running mate. They just voted me in.
You don't even need a run. Kevin is the president and the vice president of Trade Down, and he's 100% right. But let's give Loomis and the scouting department credit. They traded up. They gave up a six-round pick next year. They traded up to get Swan. And Kevin, Damon Swan looks good. I mean, he looked, for a rookie in his first start, or, you know, he played a ton because they play a lot of things. He looked fantastic. I know he had a penalty. I don't care. He can find the ball. He can tackle. Like, if you want to give up a fifth and a six-round pick for him, that's beautiful. Like, he is potentially a starting NFL corner, you know. So that's what I want, Kevin. I want the kids to play. I don't want to see these old rejects. I mean, and I get it when they used to play Shanley because they didn't have anybody else. But I don't want some washed-up veteran playing ahead of Kikaha or Swan. I don't want it. You just got to – you drafted these goddamn kids, play them. You know,
right?
Even to a certain extent, I know Kevin Williams may or may not be good. I want Davison playing instead of him, like, because Kevin Williams, he has no future with the Saints. He is at best a Band-Aid for this year. Davison might or might not be a good rotation or better defensive tackle for the Saints for the next 3 to 5 years. So if it's even close between those two, you play Davison. And I guess that's what I want for this year. You know?
That's a good one.
So
I tell you what, I'll add this as a caveat to that. I'll piggyback on that. If during this season they are halfway through the fourth quarter, you know, and hell, I'll maybe even go 6 minutes or less. If there's 6 minutes left in the game and the Saints are down by 17, maybe 20. I don't know. I'll go as low as 17. They're down by 17. Take Breeze out of the lineup. Take Breeze out of the lineup.
Ooh,
and put the kid in.
Ooh, that is dicey. Because when you start pulling Breeze, that opens up a can. You know, we may have to get into that. Hopefully not later in the year. Because, you know, if they spiral down. But, you know, look, you know, if you want to be positive, and I know people, anyone who want to be positive, we wait all goddamn year for this, held, right? We love it, so we
right.
want to be positive. If you want to be positive, you can think of it this way. Look, Spiller is probably going to be back before October,
yeah.
and he helps out a lot. And I'll tell you what. You know, you can play what if until the sun comes up. I get that. But let me tell you something.
Yep.
If Spiller doesn't hurt his knee and he's 100% healthy on that screen pass that Ingram busted for that long game, is in the end zone. That's just a fact. I mean,
I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on Ingram because Ingram was the leading receiver.
He was. If you had Ingram as the Saints' leading receiver, come to the window and collect your $10,000.
Right.
Ingram had 9 carries for he had 8 for 98 with a long of 59. He got targeted the most times too. 9 times he got targeted. You know. Kyrie Robinson, he got targeted 6 times, but, you know, I wish he cared about running the ball as much as he cared about getting cell phone reception in West Virginia, because then the Saints might have done better today. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the numbers, you know, Adrian Arrington had 12 for 70. He had a long of 18. I mean, just 25 for 120 for Arizona. That is, that's not good. But Kevin, as we wrap it up here, final thoughts. I guess Do you have a goat for today? Since they lost, and we always do a goat of the game when they lose. Do you have a person that you're pointing blame at and giving the goat horns to?
D-line.
I think that's fair. My thought of it when I was waiting for your answer, I wanted to give it to Sean Payton, but you know, it's like Bradley.
I considered that.
But it's like Bradley said from Black and Gold Review on Twitter. The Saints got outclassed in that game. I wanted the Saints to go down swinging, and they didn't go down swinging, and that annoys me. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to defensive line, and it's not so much that they didn't get any sacks because that was kind of expected. And Arizona, they got rid of the ball quick, so they made it hard to get the sacks. The Saints did in the second and third quarter. The defensive line did assert themselves, and the defense did pretty well in that stretch. So, but the 25 for 120, goddamn, that's Arizona. That's bad. And we'll see how that plays out the rest of the year, because Kevin, you know that if you can't stop the run, baby, teams just will gut you every single week. They will just jam it down your gullet, and that to me, of all the negatives of this game, that's the biggest negative. That teams are going to go, Saints, you can't stop the run. Jameis Winston, he's terrible. He's a rookie quarterback. We're going to give Doug Martin 30 carries and see how you like it. Like, it's just going to be every week, and that's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
So we agree,
yeah.
Kevin. That's no fun. That's no fun agreeing. But so join us tomorrow for the podcast. We have like 50,000 of you sons of bitches that listen and download. So join us tomorrow. We'll have Jude. He'll break down the film. He'll get excited about some offensive lineman that you never heard of. Dave will probably be pretty angry. So for Held and for me, thanks for joining us. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. Thanks for the 5 or 6 people that called in. 0-1, but, you know, we got 15 more weeks. We'll be okay. Until next week. See you next week.